请我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 第十节。
Verse 10. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这里说我们要用认识主的形象的知识来更新自己。
Here it says that we have to be renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him.
那主的形象就是在耶稣的身上。
An image of Him is the image of Christ.
所以我们可以不断地变成新人，是因为我们不断地对主耶稣有认识。
And we can continually be renewed because we continually gain a knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，如果我们对主耶稣没有新的认识，我们生命的更新常常就停止了。
In other words, if we do not continually learn new things about our Lord Jesus Christ, our spiritual lives cannot be renewed.
那我们对一个人的认识到某一个程度，你就发现也没有再没有什么可以认识
了。When we learn about someone, as we learn more about them, we learn that there's nothing more we can learn about them.
因为人就是有限的。
Because there's a limit to man.
但是我们对主耶稣的认识是没有限度的。
But the understanding we have in Christ is unlimited.
因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because that is the mystery of God, which is Christ.
那神丰盛的本性都在耶稣里面。
And the fullness of God is within Christ.
所以耶稣的认识没有限度，因此我们的更新也没有限度。
So it is unlimited in how much we can learn about Christ and how much we can be renewed.
那这个生命的更新本身就是一种见证。
And this renewal of life is also a testament.
那对别人来讲啊，这也是一种新的体验。
And this is also experience that others can have.
所以你发现啊，如果我们周围里面呢、啊，有一个人，他生命开始在变化。
So we've noticed if people around us they are changing.
那你开始跟他接触。
And we start coming closer to them.
你就发现你对这个人的有一个新的体验。
We'll learn that we have a new understanding for this person.
那这个常常带给我们很大的喜乐。
And sometimes this brings us great joy.
因为那个新的部分就是好的部分。
This is because this new part is a good part.
所以我们信主耶稣一直在成长，我们常常可以从我们周围的人，得到一种满足，一种喜乐。
So as Christians, we are continually growing, and we are able to benefit those around us and appreciate more about others too.
我们来看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 第一节。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
3:1. 三章第一节。
第一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be submissive to your own husband.That even if some do not obey the word, that they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives.
这个地方在讲怎么带领没有信主的一方来归入主的名下。
And this verse talks about how we bring our other part, half of us who is not in Christ, to the Lord.
有时候他是不听道理。
Sometimes they do not listen to the words of the gospel.
所以你要带他来教会，他也不来。
If you want to bring them to church, they will refuse to come.
你要讲给他听，他也不听。
If you want to preach to them, they will not listen.
那信道是从听道来，他如果不听，好像门就关起来了。
And to believe in God, you have to listen to the word of God. If you don't listen, then this door is closed.
但是第一节告诉我们还有一条路可以走。
But this verse, first verse, tells us there's another path.
可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
That their husbands may be won by the conduct of their wives.
所以一个人这个生活不断的更新有一个好处就是可以带领我们的家人来信主。
So as people,
就是可以带领我们的家人来信主。
As we continually change and transform our lives, we can bring those around us, our family members, to Christ.
那我们现在举几个例子，什么就在知识上。渐渐更新。
So now let us raise some examples about how do we change and transform our lives.
比方说，我们在想到谦卑。
For example, the humility.
什么叫做谦卑
？What is exactly is humility?
如果不要看主耶稣，
if we do not look at Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候我们在想谦卑，大概是别人称赞我们，你很谦虚的婉拒。
We think about humility. It might be when someone praises us, we politely decline that praise.
当然这是谦卑，但这个是很表面的。
Of course, this is a sign of humility, but this is very superficial.
但是我们看主耶稣的谦卑一个最大的表现。
But we see one of the greatest acts of Jesus Christ's humility.
就是他跟神的态度。
Is his attitude towards God.
米迦书里面说，神要我们所要的是什么？
Micah, the book of Micah tells us, what does God require of us as man?
第一个，行公义。
First is do justice.
这是对我们自己的要求。
And this is a requirement on ourselves.
第二个，好怜悯。
And the second one is to be merciful.
这是向别人的态度。
And this is towards our attitudes towards other people around us.
第三个，
the third one,
存谦卑的心与神同行。
Is to have a humble heart to walk with our Lord.
所以我们常常讲谦卑，都是在人与人之间来定义谦卑。
So sometimes when we define humility, it is a conduct between human and human.
但是有时候我们忘记了。
But we forget.
真正的谦卑是我们愿意顺服神。
The true humility comes from willing to submit to God.
我们称主耶稣，我们愿意尊重他为主。
We are willing to have Lord Jesus Christ be our Lord.
我们不愿意取代他在我们生命中那主宰的地位。
And we will not supplant him as the Lord of and leader of our head of our faith.
所以真正谦卑的人是能够跟神同行的。
So a truly humble person can follow and submit to the Lord.
这个叫真的谦卑。
And that is true humility.
所以你看世界上有很多人，他虽然看起来很谦卑，其实在他的生命中他根本就没有神。
So we see a lot of people who are, the world considers to be very humble, but in their lives they have no God.
这在神看起来。
Within the eyes of man.
如果我们生活中目中没有神。
If you do not have God within your eyes.
这是一种骄傲。
This is very pride. This is pride.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书。
Book of James.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
说下你们说有今天明天我们要往某城在那里住一年做买卖。十四节。
Verse 14.
其实明天如果你们还不知道生命是什么，你们原来出现的一片早时就不见了。十五节。
15.
你只应当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这个事，做那个事。这个生意人很聪明，很会计划。
And as a businessman, you're very shrewd. You're able to plan and make a lot of things.
难道这样不好吗
？Is this not a good thing?
到底问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem?
15节
Verse 15.
说你们只当说主若愿意我才可以活着。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.
那主愿意我才可以做这个做那个。
If the Lord wills, we will do this or do that.
所以这个生意人在做计划的过程当中没有神。
So in the course of his business, this businessman did not factor into God.
那没有神就是他自己已经取代了神，他觉得他就是他的主人。
So he has supplanted God. He believes that he is his own God.
他可能知道有神。
He may know of God.
他可能相信有神。
He could have believed in God.
但实际生活当中
，But in practical life,
他并没有在神面前尊神为大。
He has not honored God as first.
所以神怎么看呢
？So what does God do?
十六节。
Verse 16.
现今你们竟然张狂夸口。
And God says that, but now you boast in your arrogance.
这样夸口都是恶的。
All such boasting is evil.
所以这个人啊，看起来啊，也有很可能很有礼貌，对人很谦卑。
This person may be very polite, may appear to be very humble before their fellow men.
但是在神看起来，他是张狂夸口。
But in front of God, he is very boastful.
所以最重要的谦卑就是我们在每一件事情上啊，愿意尊神为大。
So the most important thing about being humble is that in all things we consider God as first.
那这个叫做真的谦卑。
And this is true humility.
在神面前。
Before God.
我们一无所有。
We have nothing.
没有自己的荣耀。
We don't have our own glory.
不靠自己。
We don't rely on our own strength.
不荣耀自己。
And it is as if we don't have ourselves.
好像主耶稣倒空。
It is just like how Lord Jesus was able to empty himself.
好像主耶稣虚己。
How he was able to
顺服。
Submit to himself.
顺服到死为止。
And he submit himself to death.
所以当我们用认识主耶稣这个形象再来对照我们。
So when we look at the image of Christ and we relate it to our own lives.
我们就发现我们在人面前可能很谦卑。
We can discover that sometimes in front of men we may appear to be very humble.
但是在神的面前我们常常是张狂夸口。
But in front of God we may be very boastful and arrogant.
像这个生意人一样。
It is just like this businessman.
这是一个例子。
And this is an example.
那第二个例子。
The second example.
就是爱心。
Which is love.
我们常常觉得爱心就是你拿一些东西帮助别人。
Sometimes we think of love as we buying some stuff for other people.
当然这是爱心。
Of course this is love.
但是如果我们对主耶稣的爱有一个认识。
But if we understand the love of Christ.
我们对爱心再来比较我们自己我们就常常会发现应该不只是说物质上一些帮助而已。
We take that love and compare it to ourselves, we'll look, discover that love is not just buying things for other people.
请看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
第六章三十四节。
6 verse 34.And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
这里说耶稣出来看见许多人。
And here says Jesus came out and saw a great multitude.
然后他就怜悯他们。
And he was moved with compassion for them.
因为他好像羊没有牧人。
Because he was like a shep, they were like sheep without a shepherd.
所以这个神的爱就是表示我们看到别人，我们心里会有一个感觉。
So the love of God is that when we see other people around us, we have this feeling within us.
你为什么到这个百货公司里面，你看到这么多人，你没有感觉
？Why is it that when you go into a department store, you do not have any feeling towards all the people you see, the crowds?
没有一个爱在里面。
Because you don't have this love within you.
但是我们看到自己的家人，我们有感觉。
But when we see our own families, we have feeling, and we have this feeling of love towards them.
因为我们有爱在里面。
Because we have this love.
那主耶稣的爱如果在我们里面。
But if we have the love of Christ within us.
我们发现我们周围的人都是值得怜悯的。
We'll discover that all the people around us deserve a lot of compassion.
因为他们像羊没有牧人。
Because they are like sheep without a shepherd.
所以这个爱已经提升到属灵的层面上。
So we see that this love has been elevated to a spiritual plane.
因此主耶稣就开口教训他们。
So that's why the Lord Jesus was able to teach them many things.
虽然他没有吃饭。
Even though he did not eat.
他很想休息。
And he wanted to rest.
但是他觉得这个人可怜。
But he felt that they had so much compassion.
所以当我们真的有主耶稣的爱的时候。
So when we have the love of Christ.
我们会关心他的灵魂。
We will care for other people's souls.
我们会想传福音给他。
We want to preach to them.
那这样我们一比较起来。
And in comparison.
我们就发现了，虽然我们有人的层面的爱，但是我们的爱跟主耶稣比起来，那个还不够。
Even though we may have what a love that is deemed love according to human standards, compared to the love of God, we are fallen short.
所以我们对主耶稣你看主耶稣讲的每一句话，他做的每一个动作，然后你再去把它想，它里面有一条道理在里面。
So when we look at every single thing that Lord Jesus has done and what He has said, every single thing there is a reason for it.
所以为什么说圣经你越读越有兴趣
？Why is it that we say that the Bible becomes more interesting the more you read it?
因为主耶稣把道活在他的生命中。
Because Lord Jesus was able to live out the word of life.
所以当我们去观察他的生命，你就可以去思想那个他的动作、他的生活方式所隐藏那个道。
So when you examine his life and his actions, we are can able to examine how he was able to carry out the words of the Bible.
然后我们再用那个我们的灵悟来改变我们自己。
And then we can use the things, the insights we gain out of this to change ourselves.
所以再回到哥罗西书第二章。
So let's turn back to Colossians chapter 2.
说要在认识主的形象这个知识渐渐来更新自己。
Chapter 3, how it says that we have to continually to renew ourselves in knowledge of Christ.
好，我们现在再回来哥罗西书第三章的十二节一直到十七节。
Colossians chapter 3 from chapter verse 12 to 17.
这个是在讲基督徒的美德。
And this is talking about the virtues of a Christian.
这是指着在教会里面的。
Within the church.
然后十八节到二十五节。
From verse 18 to 25.
这个是在讲特别是在十八节一直到二十一节。
18 to 21.
这是讲基督徒的家庭生活。
This is talking about a Christian lifestyle and.
那前面一段呢是讲大家庭，就是教会。
And the first part is talking about a large family, which is in church.
那后面一段是小家庭，是指我们自己的家庭。
And the second half of this is about the small family, which is our own families.
那如果我们读保罗的书信，都有一个固定的形式。
And we read the epistles, the letters of Paul. There's a certain format to it.
就是前面先讲理论。
And it is the first part we talk about the theory.
所以从第一章到第二章，他讲理论。
So the first two chapters of Colossians, he talks about the theory.
然后第三章到第四章，他讲实际的生活。
And chapter 3 and chapter 4, he talks about practical living.
罗马书第一章到十一章理论。
Romans chapter 1 through 11 is all theory.
罗马书十二章到十六章是实际的生活。
And Romans chapter 12 to 16 is about practical living.
他每一封信都是这样。
Every single one of his letters are like this.
所以这个基督徒实际生活的改变是根据信仰的思想。基础这个理论基础来的。
And a transformation of a Christian begins with the theories and the word of God.
所以有时候我们在听道理，我们常常就讲，哎，这个人讲的都是理论。
So sometimes we listen to the sermons, we say this person only talks about theories.
那有的人也听到，哎，一天都是在讲生活，里面也没有什么深度。
And then there's the flip side of that. Some people say, "Oh, how come this guy only talks about the practical application? There's no depth to it."
但是如果我们看保罗的书信。
But if we look at examine Paul's letters,
他也有理论，他也有实际。
He has theory and he has application.
这个是给我们做一个指引。
And this is an example we can follow.
好，那在我们这个大家庭教会里面的生活。
So life in a large family of church.
我们先来看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13. 请读。Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
这个十三节其实在讲人跟人的关系。
And verse 13 is talking about the relationship between man and man.
那这个人跟人的关系跟人跟神的关系，从圣经看起来是不能分开的。
And the relationship between man and man and man and God are two relationships that are inseparable.
因为如果我们在教会里面有行神的道，
because in the church, if we follow God's words,
人跟人的关系一定是非常和睦。
We will have a harmonious relationship between man and man.
那如果人跟人合不来，
if you have difficulty dealing with other people around you,
常常是因为我们没有赦免跟包容。
It is often because we do not have the ability to forgive and to bear with one another.
所以人跟人合不来。
So that is why we have this disharmony.
那如果人跟人合不来，就是表示我们没有行神的道，那我们跟神的关系就有问题。
But if we are unable to live with our brothers and sisters, and that means that we are unable to carry out the words of the Bible, we have a real problem with our God too.
这个两个不能够拆开来看。
So you cannot break out this into two parts and look at it separately.
有没有一个人跟神很亲近，大家很讨厌？
Is there anyone who is close to God but everybody hates?
他跟神很和好，但是跟大家合不来。
He is very, very good with God, but everybody does not like him.
从圣经看来，这是不可能。
From the standpoint of the Bible, this is impossible.
主耶稣圣经说，神跟人喜爱的心都增加。
And in describing Lord Jesus, he says that Lord Jesus was able to gain favor with man and God.
所以有时候我们自己也不晓得说我跟神的关系好不好。
Sometimes when we ourselves, we don't know our relationship with God, whether it's improving or not.
但是有一个我们可以去做做来再做一个反省的标准。
But there's always one thing that we can use as a measure for
就是我们跟周围的人是不是合得来。
And it is whether we are able to be harmonious with those around us.
我们知道教会里面什么个性的人都有。
Because we know in church we have all sorts of personalities.
这是困难的地方。
And this is a very difficult aspect.
这个也是我们灵性一个考验的地方。
And this is a spiritual challenge for us.
那你要跟每一个不同个性的人都相处得很好。
How do we become harmonious of all different types of persons and the personalities?
那就是要实行十二节。第三章十二节。
This is how why we need to carry out verse chapter verse 12 here.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 12.
请你读。
Therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering.
好，这里说哈，人啊，圣洁蒙爱的叫存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。哦，这个是美德。
And all of these are virtues here.
好，然后。啊，这个是说对每一个人都这样的。
And this is what you should have towards every single person.
其实哦，有时候我们常常觉得说，哎，那个人不好。
Sometimes we might have to judge person and say this person is not good.
常常是在反映我们自己不是很好。
But in actuality, this is pointing out how we ourselves are not good.
有一次我们在 TTP 训练，我有一个神学生看起来很忧愁。
One time during a theological training, there was a theological student that was very troubled.
他就说啊，我太太哦很想离开那个公司，因为大家对他都很不好。他说啊，他太太啊想要离开他工作的公司啊，因为他太太觉得公司的人对他都很不好。
And he was saying that yeah, his wife wanted to leave this company because everybody in the company did not like her.
然后他先生对他太太了解，他跟他讲哦，你暂时不要辞职。
And because her husband knew her very well, so he advised her, don't leave the company yet.
你先改变你自己。
Change yourself first.
这里说，怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Here it says, tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering.
过了不久一段时间。
After some time.
那个神学生说，他太太说不辞职了，现在就在公司里面很好。
And this theological student said, oh, his wife did not want to leave the company because she's doing very well with being living at harmony with all her coworkers.
所以有时候别人对我们的态度，其实是在反映我们本身的一个德性。
So sometimes the other people's attitudes towards us reflect what they perceive of us.
所以这个怜悯、谦虚、温柔、忍耐啊，谦卑、忍耐，如果我们有这个德性哦，绝大部分呢都是变朋友啊。
If we are able to carry out, have tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, the majority of people around us will become friends with us.
好，那有一些是故意当敌人。
Of course, there are a few people who want to become our enemies.
那就进入十三节。
And that goes into chapter verse 13.
如果有嫌隙，要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
If we have encountered such people, we have to bear with one another, forgiving them.
然后。好像你们的主怎么饶恕你们？
And we have to forgive them just as Christ forgave us.
那这样的话，我想敌人也变朋友了。
And if we're able to do this, I believe even if we have enemies, they will become our friends.
所以，当我们在行这些道理的时候，我们跟神的关系就越来越好了。
So when we are carrying out the word of God and doing the things listed in the Bible, we become better with God.
God,
because the Lord Jesus told us, if you love me, you will do what I say.
这个就是神的命令。
And this is the commandments of God.
那你行了，你就是爱神，那神就跟你就很好了。
If you carry these things out, you love God, and God will bless you.
所以神看不见，我们跟神的关系常常就反映在我们跟周围这些看得见的人的身上。
So even though God is invisible, our relationship with God is manifested through those around us. Our relationship with
那这些美德从哪里来
？So where did these virtues come from？
十四节
，verse 14。
在这以外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
And here it says that we have to put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
这爱心好像什么？
What is love?
像有的这个哦，女人戴那个珍珠的项链。
It's just like some women they have these pearl necklaces.
那个珍珠很漂亮。
And these pearls are very beautiful.
那怎么会变成项链呢
？And how did they become a necklace?
因为它里面有一条线把它穿过去。
It's because there's a thread that pierces through all of the pearls.
所以就很漂亮，你戴在身上就很漂亮。
So it's able to string them and become a beautiful necklace.
如果那一条线拉断了，珍珠掉在整地上，没有了。
If that string breaks, then all the pearls would just fall apart, and it will no longer be a beautiful necklace.
所以这个所有的德性把它串在一起，那一条线是什么？
So all these virtues, if you put a string to pierce through them, what would it be?
那一条线就是爱心。
That string is love.
所以如果爱心没有了，
So if you do not have love,
怜悯也没有了。
You would not have mercies.
恩慈也没有了。
No longer kindness.
谦虚也没有。
No more humility.
温柔也没有了。
No more meekness.
忍耐也没有。
No more long suffering.
包容也没有。
No more bearing.
赦免也没有。
No more forgiveness.
全部美德掉在地上没有了。
And all the virtues will fall on the floor.
所以爱心联络全德。
So that is why love encompasses all.
然后这个德性挂在身上。
And it's able to allow you wear your virtues.
让别人欣赏，让别人喜乐，让别人跟我们和好，让神得到荣耀。
So you can put on this love, the bond of perfection, so that others may pay benefit from enjoy it.
所以我们在教会这个大家庭的生活里面，是我们灵性的一个考验。
So in this large family of church, this is actually a spiritual test.
也是我们跟神关系的一个回应。
And it's also reflective of our relationship with God.
15节
Verse 15.
要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们为此蒙召归为一体，也叫存感谢的心。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful.
我们大家都很想要有平安。
All of us want to have peace.
基督的平安。
We want to have this peace of God.
那现在的问题就是说。怎么让我们有基督的平安在里面做主
？So the question lies in how do we have the peace of Christ be in our hearts？
好，我们现在来看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of John。
好，约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16。
十三节。
Verse 13。
约翰十六章十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 13。
好，请读。
However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come, He will guide you into all truths。
好，这里说哈。圣真理的圣来，他要引导你们。这个中文叫做明白，但是如果看点点点或英文哦，要引导你们进入真理。
It says he will guide you into all truth.
所以圣灵要引导我们进入真理。
So the Holy Spirit will guide us into truth.
那真理是什么
？So what is truth?
耶稣说，我就是真理。
Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
所以圣灵来要借着圣经的真理要。引导我们进入耶稣的里面。
So the Holy Spirit will guide us through the truth of the Bible into Lord Jesus Christ.
然后三十三节。
Verse 33。
请读。约翰十六章三十三。
John 16 verse 33. These things I have spoken to you that in me you will have peace.
所以这里说，我告诉你，叫你们在我里面有平安。你要。进到耶稣里面，你就有平安。
Once you enter into Lord Jesus Christ, you may have peace.
在世上你们有苦难。
In this world, you will have tribulation.
我们肉体活在世界，所以有苦难。
Because we live in this world, we will have tribulation.
但是我们的心能够进到耶稣里面，所以心里面有平安。
But we, since our hearts are able to enter into Christ, we will have this peace.
所以外面有风浪，但是内心有平安。
So despite the storms of the outside world, we will have peace within.
那实际上怎么做呢
？Then in practice, how do we carry this out?
实际上就是多祷告，你被圣灵充满。
In practicality, we have to just pray.
然后开始去研读神的话。
We have to be filled with the Spirit and to examine the Word of God.
当你进到神的话里面，神的话有生命，神就活在你里面。
Once we enter into the Word of God, because the Word of God has life, the life will come into us.
那当我们被圣灵充满。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
主耶稣就在我们里面。
Lord Jesus will be within us.
然后我们照着圣灵的感动来行神的道理。
And we will move with the movement of the Holy Spirit to carry out God's work.
这样就是进到耶稣里面，那自然就有平安。
And this is to enter into Jesus Christ, and we will have peace.
所以平安当然可以用求的。
So peace, of course, you can ask for it.
但是 如果我们借着圣灵的引导进到真理里面，平安是自然就产生了。
But if we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit into this truth and peace, then this is the peace is a very natural thing.
你不需要祷告，你自然就觉得很平安。
You don't have to pray that, and you will be very. You don't have to ask, and you will be very joyful.
因为你已经进到耶稣的里面了。
Because you have entered into Lord Jesus Christ.
那关键是圣灵。
And the key is the Holy Spirit.
那倒过来讲。
If you, conversely,
如果我们一直祷告 求平安，
if we pray really hard and all we ask is peace,
但是我们也没有查考真理，也不愿意行道，
if we do not examine and study the word of God and we do not carry out his work,
可能我们一直求也没有平安。
We can pray for a long time and we might not have that peace.
因为以赛亚书里面说，公义的果效就是平安。
Because the book of Isaiah tells us that the fruit of righteousness is peace.
你如果要平安，你要先有公义。
If you want to have peace, you have to have righteousness first.
公义是什么？没有罪。
What is righteousness? Righteousness is without sin.
那怎么没有罪？
And how do you not have sin?
就是靠圣灵帮助活在真理里面。
It's through the help of the Holy Spirit to live in the truth.
那如果我们不照真理来活，
But if we do not live in truth,
你有罪，
you have sin.
有罪，良心就不平安。
And if you have sin, then your conscience will not be clear.
还有罪会有罪果。
And you will also have the wages of sin.
你就没有平安了。
And you will not have peace.
所以这个让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
So to have the peace of God rule over us.
就是借着圣灵入门进到真理里面，然后就进到耶稣里面，就有平安。
And that is to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit into truth, so that they may the peace of God will rule over our hearts.
回到哥罗西书。
Let's turn back to the book of Colossians.
16节。
16.
15节最后一句，且存感谢的心。
And the last part of verse 15 says, and be thankful.
然后17节。
17.
16节。用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富存在心里面，用诗章、颂词、连歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩赏，感颂神。这个地方在讲我们属灵的生活一个内容。
And this verse 16 talks about the contents of our spiritual lives.
要把基督的道理丰富地存在心里面。
That we have to let the word of Christ dwell richly in all wisdom.
这个要做什么？
So why do we have to do this?
就是用真理来塑造我们的观念。
How do we do this? We have to shape ourselves through the Holy Spirit.
你发现哦，你现在开始如果用讨论会一讨论哦，虽然有的信主二年、四年、三四年哦，一讨论每个人意见都不一样。
If you have ever been to a session where there was a discussion section, you'll discover that no matter how long you've been in Christ, everybody has a very different opinion and very different viewpoint.
那这个用真理来塑造我们观念啊，就是你到最后哦，那个真理的应用是不一样，但是我们讨论到这个原则是会一致的。
Now, if we are able to shape ourselves in wisdom, and you'll discover that even though the application of wisdom are different, the principles remain the same.
这就是我们要追求的。
And this is something that we pursue.
用神的话来塑造我们的观念。
To use the words of Christ to shape our mindset.
然后这个观念会影响我们的生活，会影响我们的决定。
And this wisdom will change the ways we make decisions to way we live our lives.
使我们能够过一个基督化的生活。
So that we can live a Christ-like life.
所以开始要从神的话来改变我们自己的想法。
It all starts with the Word of God and how that is able to transform us.
那到下面，十七节。
17.
无论做什么或说什么事，都要奉主耶稣的名啊，借着他感谢父神。
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God.
这个到底什么意思？
The Father through him.
就是不论做什么，都要跟主耶稣的名有关系啊。
What does this mean? In whatever we do, we have to tie it to Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why is this?
就我们是神的器皿啊。
Because we are the vessels of God.
要宣扬那照我们出奇妙光明者的美德，要宣扬神的美德。
We have to proclaim the beauty of Christ.
我记得有一次我到一个教会去啊。
I remember when I went to one church.
那教会的车子里面呢，真耶稣教会啊贴的好大字，你开到哪里，真耶稣教会，那个都在车子上面。
And a lot of there was a car that had True Jesus Church on the side and as a sticker, and then no matter where it drove, you can see very clearly True Jesus Church.
因为那个传道觉得说，我就是要让大家来了解真耶稣教会，所以贴真耶稣教会。
And because that pastor, he felt that he needed to let other people know about the True Jesus Church, so it was right there, very obvious.
那后来换了另外一个传道，真耶稣教会拿掉了。
But after there was another pastor came to reside at this church, the letters changed on the side.
就拿掉了。
Oh, it was taken off.
为什么？说我开这个车子压力很大。
And why? The reason is because he felt that when he had the stickers on the car, it gave him a lot of pressure.
真耶稣教会在哪里？我也不能超速，也不能哦。
Because the side of the car said True Jesus Church, so he could not speed or do anything illegal.
他压力很大，把它拿掉。
And he had a lot of stress and pressure, so he took off those stickers on the side of the car.
那这句话什么意思？
And so what does this verse says?
虽然我们车子没有放真耶稣教会的名字，
even though our car does not have True Jesus Church plastered on the side,
但是我们做每一件事情，到最后想说，我们身上是有神的名的。
But no matter what we do, we have to think that and remember that we have the Lord, name of the Lord Jesus Christ in us.
就是要让神的名得到荣耀。
We have to give glory to the name of God.
这个就这一节，你做什么都要想到我们身上有挂神，我们是归属神的，是属于神的名字的。
And that is what this verse means, that no matter what we do, we have to remember that we represent the God and we have to do the name of Lord Jesus.
有时候我在看那个大卡车哈，说你如果那后面有一牌子说，如果你不满意他的 driving 哦，请打电话几号。
And sometimes I'm reminded of when you're driving, you see those big trucks and they have a small sign on the back. If you are dissatisfied with my driving, please call this number.
我想如果每一个信徒里面呢，后面都有一牌子哈，如果你不满意我的行为，请打800号。
And I remember, I'm just thinking about, like, if every single believer has a sign on the back of their, back of them saying, if you do not like my behavior, please call 1-800.
我想每一个人大概会非常的小心。
I believe that every single one of us will be very careful in whatever we do.
因为里面有电话可以打。
Because there's a number that we can call to complain.
那这个就是告诉我们，我们要随时仔细要警醒。
So this verse reminds us of that in whatever we do, we have to be very careful.
因为耶稣的名在我们身上。
Because the name of Lord Jesus Christ is on us.
这是整个教这个我们这个教会的生活。
And this section is all about our life in the church.
那十八节一直到二十一节。
So verse 18 to 21, this section
家庭生活
talks about family life.
我们先想一个问题。
Let's think about this question first.
家庭的中心是谁？
What is the central focus of a family?
你知道吗？现在的老人都在感叹啊，哎呀，所谓孝子是孝顺孩子。
And a lot of older members today, they lament that, now when you have obedience in the family, it means that they're obedient towards themselves.
那孝顺孩子啊。
They're towards the kids.
所以对孩子的要求百依百顺。
So no matter what the kids want, they will follow to the T.
那比较老式的哦，一家的主就是爸爸妈妈。
In an older, more traditional family, the household, the head of the family would be the parents.
所以难怪有的人结婚第一个条件不能跟父母住在一起，因为压力好大。
And that is why some people, when they get married, they want agreement is that they do not want to live at home because there's a lot of pressure.
好，那到底家庭的中心是谁？
But what is the center of the family?
家庭的中心是夫妻。
The center of the family is a spouse.
因为夫妻如果能够合一，对上才可以孝敬父母，对下才可以教孩子。
If in a family the husband and wife can be the center of the family, they can be very loving, then they will be able to be obedient and filial towards their parents and also care for the younger generation, their kids.
你夫妻如果不能合一哦，你没有办法孝敬父母了。
If the husband and wife are not united as one, then they cannot show honor their parents.
你爸爸跟我爸爸分得很清楚。
Your father and my father are very different.
是不是？你要怎么去合一？
And how do you become one?
那你想要拿一些钱给你爸爸需要， 那你的配偶说，那我爸爸也需要。
If you want to give some money to your father, then you, then your spouse would say, "What about my father?"
那你两边都拿钱出去的，不是破产了吗？
If you want to give money to both sides, don't you go bankrupt then?
所以你就没有办法，没有很难孝敬父母。
So it's very difficult for you to honor your parents.
那教小孩子也一样。
And teaching your kids as well.
你两个如果合不来，你没有办法教孩子。
If the two of you are unable to be united, then how do you teach your kids?
小孩子很聪明，他知道这个问题要问爸爸，这个问题要问妈妈。
Because the kids are very smart, they're able to say, this question I have to ask my dad, this question I have to ask my mom.
那你两个要合一。
But if you are able to be united,
有的扮演公义，有的扮演慈爱。
Some represent justice and one represent mercy.
啊，这个骂一骂，修理修理，那一个跟他爱一爱，这样就很平衡了。
That one will just rebuke them, and the other one will just show love towards them to comfort them.
你说你可以角色可以调配的很好，因为你很合一。
And you're able to mix and match your roles to be very effective because you're united.
那你如果两个不好？
But if the two of you are not good,
两个都扮演公义
all of you, both of you represent the justice part.
所以这小孩子很想离家出走。
The kids will want to leave home.
好，那你两个啊，这是这个现在心情特别好啊，加薪啊，两个都扮演慈爱。
But if all of both of you, you're very loving, and then you have a very good mood, you had a raise.
哇，那什么电动玩具都有。
And you just whatever they want, whatever the newest video games that you would always buy for them.
玩到天亮也没有关系。
And you wouldn't mind if they stayed up all night playing video games.
没有办法教孩子。
Then you won't be able to teach them.
所以家庭的中心是夫妻。
So the focal point of the family is the husband and wife.
那夫妻要怎么联合？
So how does a husband and wife become united?
讲到最后两件事情。
And if you look at this, there's boils down to two things:
顺服跟爱
submission and love.
丈夫要爱太太
The husband has to love their wives.
爱到什么程度
？How do they love them?
爱到好像耶稣爱教会。
They love them to a point as Lord Jesus loved the church.
所以这个结婚典礼，如果说要问对方，有的结婚之前呢、啊，要问对方啊，你是不是爱我？已经走到这里了，也还是要问你要不要跟我结婚。
So sometimes they would ask, like, "Do you love me?" And then one party would say, "Why do you keep on asking this question?" Because we're already in the wedding ceremony right now.
那应该加一个问题，你爱我吗？
But we should add another question, like, "Do you love me?"
爱到像耶稣愿意为我而死。
Do you love me to the point of how Jesus Christ was willing to die for the church?
如果那个先生说愿意，这个婚姻很保险。
If the husband was able to say yes, then this would be a very safe marriage.
你问愿意为对方死
？Because you are willing to die for one another.
那现在新娘问先生，要这个新郎要问太太啊。
But now the groom would ask the bride.
或者主婚的人，你愿意顺服你先生吗
？Or the bride would be asked, would you willing to submit to the husband?
他如果说我喜欢了，我就顺服，这个不够好。
If the bride says, "I'll submit to him if I feel like it," then this is not good enough.
你要说，我愿意顺服，好像我们顺服耶稣，没有条件啊，这个婚姻一定很好。
But if she is able to say, "I will submit unconditionally, just like the church submits to Christ," then this will be a good marriage.
主耶稣的爱是用智慧的。
Because the love of God, Christ is through wisdom.
我们对主的顺服是用信心的。
And the submission towards Christ is through faith.
那这样两个加起来。
So you have to have these two things combined.
主耶稣跟我们的关系就很好。
And then our relationship with Christ will be good.
所以这个所有的婚姻辅导里面啊，除了圣经以外，没有讲这个。
So all types of marriage counselings do not talk about this. Only the Bible does.
所以圣经是最好的一本书。
So the Bible is the best book.
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
那这个中心建立起来了。
Once you establish this center,
就很稳固了。
It is a very firm.
二十节。
Verse 20.
做儿女要凡事听从父母。
Children obey your parents in all things.
另外圣经有特别讲，在主里面听从。
And here some Bible says that you have to obey your parents in the Lord.
然后二十一节。
Verse 21.
你们做父亲不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他失了志气。
Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
什么样会惹儿女的气
？And how do you provoke your children?
当然，我们可以列出很多。
We can probably list out a whole bunch of things.
但是我们现在发现，现在小孩子很喜欢讲理。
But we discover that a lot of Children today would like to reason.
你叫他洗碗，他也讲为什么。
If, even if you tell them go wash the dishes, they'll say why.
啊，这么多人，为什么我要先洗？
There's so many people in this family. How come I have to wash?
哦，那你要讲理。
So you have to reason with them.
哦，让他知道。
So they understand.
哦，那这样就有一个理在里面。
So that's there's a rationale behind it.
哦，那这个不要惹儿女气，还有就是我们不要讲那个负面的。
Another thing is that to not say negative things.
我们真的有时候，因为可能是文化的影响，很容易讲负面的。
Sometimes because due to the influence of culture, it is very easy for us to say negative things.
啊，你没有用的。
You're useless.
啊，像你这样的还有什么前途？
Like kids like you have no future.
哦，你就一直把他压到下面，啊，真的我没有用了。
And you push them down all the way down, and they really believe that they are completely useless.
就失去了志气啊。
And they become discouraged.
所以这个真的是一门很高的学问。
And this is really an art form.
所以家庭生活是我们一个很重要在操练我们的地方。
So family life is a very important training ground for us.
然后到了第三章的23-22节到25节。
So chapter 3 from verse 22-25.
这是在讲我们的社会生活。
And this is talking about our life in society.
但是这个社会生活有一个最重要的一个关键。
But in our life in society has one key point.
23节。
Verse 23. Servants, obey all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service.
23节。
And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
我们有没有常常觉得说，工作真的很无聊，天天上班下班都做同样事情。
Sometimes when we go to work, do we feel that this is such a drag? It's so boring. You go to work every day and you come home.
应该来教会做圣工才有天国的赏赐。
We should come to church instead and do holy work so we will have reward in heaven.
最好是工作辞掉，献身当传道。
The best thing is to just resign and come offer up as a minister.
但是如果我们看圣经不是这样啊。
But if we look in the Bible, this is not the case.
24节。
Verse 24.
因为知道你们从主那里必得基业为赏赐。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance.
你们所侍奉乃是主基督。
For you serve the Lord Christ.
所以如果我们在工作的场合里面，我们为着神的荣耀尽心的去做，那个地方就可以得天国的赏赐。
So if we work diligently in our workplaces, and then we will receive the inheritance of Christ.
所以这个工作圣工还是不是圣工，这个你没有办法一刀切两断。
So you are unable to distinguish holy work and non-holy work because it's just something that you cannot divide.
你如果为着神的荣耀在做，
if you are doing it for the glory of God,
在天国就有赏赐。
Then you will receive reward in heaven.
有一个没有信的人，他还开一个三明治店。
And there was an unbeliever who had a sandwich shop.
那有一阵子啊，他三明治店里面都是我们教会的信徒。
There was a time where his shop was filled of True Jesus Church members.
因为他刚刚从我们教会雇了两个人。
Because he just hired two of the True Jesus Church members.
他发现了，他在他不在都一样，他不会说不在就摸鱼。
And he discovered that it's very easy because it doesn't matter whether he's there or not because they won't be slacking off when he's not there.
那么钱也可以交给他管。
And he can even trust them with the money.
这太好了，你教会还有没有？
So he's very, very good and happy about that and said, do you actually have more people like from your church?
有一阵子六七个在那个sandwich店里面上班。
So there was a time in his life where there was 6 or 7 members, True Jesus Church members working in his store.
这一些信徒在这一间店里面荣耀的神，他们所做的在天上也有赏赐。
And these members in his store was able to glorify God, and that's why they are able to receive the reward in heaven.
所以工作的场合也可以得到天国的赏赐。
So even in a work setting, you can receive reward in heaven.
因为我们在那边表面是在服侍老板做公司的，但是我们心里面我们是在服侍神。
Because even though in there superficially we seem to be pleasing our bosses and working for a wage, but then we are also serving our God in heaven.
这是基督徒社会生活的原则。
And this is a principle in life that we should have as Christians in the workforce.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.